Well, at the Baptist church here, a bit lacking in young people. I would usually give a young people's address here in years gone by. And then I heard last night that we have young people coming to be here with us this morning. Well, I don't know whether you count yourself young people there or young adults or whatever else there. I'm sort of looking around here, not fixing on anybody in particular. But anyway, good to see you. So we will just have a brief thought or two, because really, in a way, just preparing you would be, wouldn't it, this Lord's Day, that I have a kind of very much an address for us here as a church, because lots of things have happened. Well, they have, haven't they, here for a nation, for all of our churches in a sense, but we, as a fellowship here, lots of things have happened, lots of things keep happening. So that had you come here, 2 months ago, about a bit less than that, you would have found this building absolutely covered in scaffolding. You would have seen as much scaffolding as you could have ever wished to have seen in your life. I always say we got more metalwork then with the scaffolding than the Eiffel Tower had. You know, we were absolutely encased. Not now. And it's all gone. Every last pole, every last vestige. And so really, when I come to my sermon, it's quite a simple subject, really. And I don't know, this is where I kind of put questions out. I've learned from history, I often have to answer my own question. But, you know, if you want to shout out an answer, I will leave a pause, right? I'll leave a pause so you can perhaps shout there. I'm looking at the back row, I bet there you're on the spot. Okay. So, the word to begin with here, well, not that I really wanted to talk about the football this morning, but here we go. Well, England winning 4-0. In a big, important match. Now, wait for my missing word. That makes a nice... And what would my word be there, given some of the trials and tribulations that we've had supporting England over the years? That makes for a nice... Anybody want to jump up and give me a shout for an answer there? Change. Thank you. And you're very gracious, because I don't think England is actually... your home team there, but thank you, bear with us in that. Right. A nice change. That makes a nice change. So it's change, isn't it, really? That's my word there. Change. How much change we as a fellowship have had, and perhaps you, maybe you can tell me a little bit afterwards there, what the last year, 2 years for you has been, but we've seen quite a few changes. Things that aren't the same the day that they were, well, even yesterday, but certainly if we date back 2 years, 3 years, a lot's happened. Different people, some people not here, gone to glory. Be making a little bit of a mention of that when we come to the sermon. Right, you're on the spot again now, because when I come to my second Bible reading, New Testament, right, so let's narrowed it down a bit there, New Testament, and we're talking about change, and there's a word that begins with P, and I'm going to test you on that one in a minute as well. But the reading is going to come from the New Testament, right? A book of 13 chapters, right? Anybody want to start on that? I think there is only, there's only one that narrows it down to. It's not one of the Gospels, all right? So there's a clue. Bit of conferring going on. We're all right with that. Anybody going to shout me an answer? Which book we're coming from? Eek. I'll answer my own question. I will do it if you don't. Any leap for it? Oh. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians got 13. That's right. Could have been that. Here we go. Here's your clue. This'll finish it. Begins with the letter H. Hebrews, thank you very much. Hebrews. And now I'm working you hard, because that word beginning with P, which tells us that things don't stay the same, that we're moving and things change. What's that word beginning with P, do you think? Whoa, we're all this. If we're believers, you're all this. All of us are on this. We're on a journey, and that makes us... not settlers, but John Bunyan. Thank you. We're all pilgrims. Change is what we got to accept and be ready for. Young people, even if you think things have stood still for you through lockdowns, No, changes. And if you're a believer, you say, well, it's a pilgrimage. We're on a journey. Very clear destination that's in view. And all right, I'll work you harder again here. Hebrews, we've got that. Which is the great, well, all great aren't they, but you know, that great chapter that tells us about those people in the faith and their journey and how they were sustained in it by faith. Chapter, that's for the 11. Thank you. There we are. Stand down. I think I've done with the questions there. You can relax. Chapter 11. So we're going to be looking at that when we come to it. And so, okay, some of it is really just taking up a little bit where we are as a church, as a body of people. But really it's about all of us. All of us, if we're walking with the Lord, there's going to be changes. We're going to experience things, happenings, the unexpected. But the fact is this, isn't it? Just as in Hebrews 11, that God's with us in that. And perhaps you're not a believer yet. Perhaps you haven't yet really seen your need, how important Jesus Christ is, and really believed in him. But even without him, you're going to find a lot of changes. I tell you this, that to cope with those changes and those happenings, if you don't know the Lord, it's going to be a lot harder than if you do. Because he is our rock and he is our salvation. He is the constant in a world that is forever changing. But anyway, we'll say more about that when we come to the sermon in a moment. But good to see you.